Triple M.
Yeah, a bit sneaky on Friday, Dits. Mm. We were going out for our Triple M Christmas show, and you said you had another function on, and said you were going to the SA Sporting Hall of Fame night. And I said, are you in that, or are you, have you been inducted in that, or are you about to get inducted? You said, no, just going along. You sneaky bugger.
Well, I wasn't allowed to say anything.
You ended up getting inducted.
It's funny because in my sport, I was number two in the world for 10 years, and it's funny, in other parts of the world, people would probably think, shit, he's not bad that way, he goes, all right. But when you're from Adelaide, and when you're from Albert, where I was, and it's funny, I'd fly in from overseas, soda, and I'd go to the Albert Hotel and meet my dad, and he'd go, so you're still number two then?
Chris Dittmar has made a marvellous start to this first game.
God, where is
he's dragging? Totally outplayed Jahangir. And at his best, he's capable of doing that to anybody in the world.
But my son's Father's Day is funny. Is my son's over the years of sent me card saying, "World's number two, Dad." not world's best, Dad. So my even my own son's taking the piss out of me.
Chris Dittmar has trained harder for this match than ever before. Just need one more piece of magic, and that's it. Chris Dittmar's done it.
Where? Anyway.
Congratulations, Dits. That is a real big, big honour. And I know you don't want to talk about it too much, but congratulations. The SA Sporting Hall of Fame is a huge achievement. And I am absolutely shocked that you weren't in it many, many moons ago. Well, how come you haven't been in it earlier?
I don't know. I
you finished in 93.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
You were second in the world for 10 years. Yeah. You were first in the world for a little while. The best squash player ever to come out of South Australia by a country mile, is that fair?
No, not really. There's Vicky Hoffman in the women's game.
Oh, yeah.
She won four British Opens.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, Roo, the night...
how'd it
they
go?
They made a blue because they left me till last. As you heard from that speech, I was wound up. I was telling a few stories and a few yarns. And,
so what time of the night was this?
Well, we got there at 6:30. I didn't get on stage till 10:45.
And you knocked off radio at 9.
Yeah. And
so you had a lot of time between 9 and 6:30.
I did have the lucky Kate all night looking at me saying, do you have to drink that much? Can you slow down a bit? And anyway, I was a bit nervous.
I was nervous.
Anyway, but look, I need to apologise. The night didn't end the way I wanted it to. Well,
tell me
to
more.
To be honest. And anyone that was standing at the top of the elevator... will know what I'm talking about, and I want to apologise.
The escalator.
The escalator. What do you call it? Elevator?
Escalator.
Yeah, escalator. So I want to, and I'm being serious about this, Roo, I do need to apologise because, look, quickly, I'll tell you the story, but I had my sister at the table, and I'd ordered a car for her at 10:45 to get home.
Yep.
Things were running late, so I got off stage. I was the last one up, as I said. I said, righto, Jenny, come on quick. I'll take you out the front because I didn't want to go on her own.
Yeah.
And there's a car out the front waiting for her. Well, we can't
find
the car.
You're a good big brother.
Yeah, we can't find the car. So I'm out there for a long time. And what had happened, Roo, was as I was walking out, they said, we need you for photos. And I said, look, give me 2 minutes. I'll take my sister out, get her in a car. I'll be straight back.
Right? Yep.
Get out there, can't find the car. I'm out there a lot longer than I needed to be.
Yep.
Eventually, I hailed a cab for her. Mm-hmm. Got her, had to pay the cabbie. That took a fair while because I do it on credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come back in, and I'm now really panicking, thinking, God, they're waiting for me for these photos. I don't want to keep people waiting. I can't get back in.
Why not?
I don't know, but the lifts don't go back up. So I got into two different lifts.
You sure you just...
No, I'm standing there pushing floor two and nothing, we're not going anywhere, nothing.
Right.
So I open that lift, get into another one, push floor two, nothing.
So what did you do?
So I'm running around going, how? I've got to get back in. So, and the last resort, and I didn't do this to be stupid or it wasn't because I was full or whatever, for all the people that were looking at me laughing, but I've got to run up the escalator the wrong way. So the escalator's coming down. And it's the only way back
in. And
that
is a big one there,
anyway,
too.
And full of juice.
So
and
you would have had to come off the long run
did,
to get up.
And I took a run up, and I'm sprinting. My arms and legs are pumping, and I'm getting up, and I nearly get to the top.
And what happened?
And I slip over. I caught the top. I fall over. And I'm laying on my stomach, and I go back down a fair way to halfway, and I get up again.
So you're in a black suit.
Yeah, and I go, right, here we go again. I take off, and I'm pumping my arms, and I get up. I've fallen over a second time, right? Now,
by the way,
that day, and the fella at Hobo Men's will know this, I bought a brand new suit. I spent a lot of money on a brand new Boss suit.
You had to look smart.
I've ripped the trousers on the escalator, so I'm dirty. Third time lucky I get up. Third time.
You've gone back for third.
And look, my
you
knees are all
exhausted.
I've got scratches and I've
you
scummed
would have
my
been
knees.
Sweating.
Oh, well, I'd worked up a sweat. And I go again. And at this time, when I look up, because the function's over, there's literally 100 people at the top of the escalator just watching me, and no one's laughing or smiling. Everyone's it's like, what is this idiot doing? Right? And I fall over a third time, and I can't. And the harder I try, I just can't get up. Anyway,
no.
I get to the top, and I'm breathing through my backside at this stage. I'm that tired. And I've said, I couldn't get back up. I couldn't get back in. And everyone just starts filing past me and going down the, and I can hear him going, what?
Is that the bloke that just got in, Doug?
That was him just up on stage. So it wasn't the way I wanted the night to end, Roo, but I'm saying this to apologise to people because it looked like I was a drunk idiot, but I was doing the right thing.
I've had a phone call from the producer of Australian Ninja Warrior, and they think you might be good to go on that show after seeing you have a crack at the
I had good intentions. It was because I had to get my sister into a cab, and I was wanted back inside for photos, and I felt terrible about keeping people waiting anyway.
I've got a funny feeling that you could have got back in. You just couldn't find the right place.
No, I'm telling you. I tried every door, every lift. I tried everything. So that was the end of my night.
All right. Well, at least you've had
And Kate, super impressed.
She
was
so
happy with me.
She would have been over the moon with
you. I was inducted into the SA Hall of Fame, but slept outside at my house. She wasn't too happy at all.
Oh, no.
Anyway, thanks, Ruth.
Congratulations, dude. I'm getting inducted into the SA Sports Hall of Fame.
I've got to buy a new suit.
Hall of Fame. Hey, we should just quickly mention the other inductees, Nat Von Bordo, who we love here, the Australian netballer, Phil Rogers, a swimmer who we know well.
Breaststroker,
A skinny-looking Chris Dittmar, as I'm scrolling through the screen. That doesn't even look like you, Ditch. Sure it is you.
Why not?
Katrina Webb, who's been very successful. Yeah. Brett Aitken, the cyclist, and Clary Grimmett. Okay, so a massive bunch of sports stars there. So well done,
Dets. They all would have fallen down the steps as well, wouldn't they?
Of course they would.
That's just part of the course.
Hey? That was part of the test. If you can't get up the escalator in three times, you don't get into the Hall of Fame.